Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
All right, so tonight's Powerball jackpot has grown to $610 million after nobody matched Monday night's numbers. Lump sum, if you were to take the lump sum, that's just over $432 million. Not too bad. There have been 39 consecutive Powerball drawings without a huge winner. So this morning on my way in, I made a stop over there at our local market. Shouts to Eight Corners and Market in Scarborough.
Yeah.
And always nice over there. And I grabbed some tickets, and we would like to share the dream with you.
I'm hoping that people are generous if they win anything to share it with us.
It's not a requirement. We're going to give you a number and it's all yours. If you want to tip us out, I'm fine with that if you win. Especially if
we'll
you
take it.
Especially if you win $432 million. But here's what I want to know for a Powerball ticket, two-part question. Part one, you win, are you quitting your job? Part two, first purchase. Go for it, Tara.
If I win, I would quit half of my job.
Okay.
So I would still come in and do the morning show, but I would definitely, aww, it would be like part-time.
Wow, I would get to hang out with a millionaire every morning?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And the first thing I would buy is a house, like, or have a house built, just because I'm sick of apartment living and I can't afford a house.
I would say pretty much the same exact thing. I would go on sabbatical for a little bit and decide maybe in a month or two if I was going to come back.
Yeah.
It might not be in the morning though. I don't know if I'm a natural early riser. If I'm a millionaire, I might adjust that schedule.
Oh my God, but then you have the whole day. You have the whole day. Even when I worked at a news station and I worked from 3 a.m. until 8 a.m, it was really hard getting there. But getting out at 8 a.m, I was like, wow, I have the whole day.
And I'm going to go with the house as well, but it's not because I'm tired of apartment living. I just want a better life for Lana, and if she had some
room, she needs
some room to run around in the backyard. And it also would be easier in the morning. I could just like open up the door
and no leash,
have my morning tea and watch her do her business, and then she would come back in and be like, thanks dad. Now every morning I have to like wake up, take her out for the walk, and you know, wait for her to do her business and all of that stuff. It would be so my child would have a better life is what I'm going for here.
That is so sweet. Hear that?
I hear that. It's a bunch of tickets. Right now, it's just a piece of paper that I spent $2 on.
$2 or three?
It's $2. And I asked Pete, who works with that, I was like, hey, what's the deal?
You spoke to Pete?
Yeah.
Pizza. Wow.
I was like, should I do the $3 bonus ticket? And he was like, nah, it doesn't really do anything. You still, if you get all the numbers on the $2 ticket, just go for that. And I was like, all right,
just go
cool.
for it.
So I got the $2 ticket here, but this $2 ticket, it could be a piece of trash or it could be worth $610 million. I got a bunch of them. Text in 207-807-1104. You quitting your job? And what's the first thing that you were going to purchase if you win the money? Stephanie from Portland, would you quit your job if you won the money?
So, yeah. And then I would build a compound for me and my girlfriend to live at, because we're all sick of dating and our guys, and we're all just like, forget them. And so we just want to have like a compound. The men can come and visit. We're all like, we all have kids, so we just like raise our kids together, and it would just be lovely. So that's what I would know.
Okay, like a nice cul-de-sac compound type deal where you're all like, have your own like house, or are you guys living in the same building?
No, it'd be like a whole compound with like, like a cul-de-sac, like a whole neighborhood, like just by a street.
Got
to,
it.
Like, build new houses.
I love that.
Would you like a chance at the dream?
Yes, please.
All right, I'm going to hook you up with a ticket.
Okay, thank you.
Leah in Bangor, if you won $610 million tonight with the Powerball, are you quitting your job?
No.
Ooh. No? Okay, what do you do for work?
I'm a PSS.
What does that mean?
It's a personal support service.
Oh, so you're like a compassionate person and you help people?
Yes.
All right, that's honorable. I'm assuming you'd at least cut down the amount of shifts you take.
I would.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I probably work like 2 days.
Perfect. What would your first purchase be?
I would pay off my vehicle. I'd probably upgrade and then buy a house or build one.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, you got the money, build it. That way you can build it exactly the way you want it. Like your countertops, doorknobs, the cabinet knobs, the faucets, all of that. However you want it, you got it.
I do. Yep, customize it all.
Megan from Gorham, if you won Powerball tonight, are you quitting your job?
I'm going to scale back to part-time.
Back to part-time, okay.
What's your job?
I'm a hairdresser.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, you can pick and choose your clients. You don't have to deal with the rude ones, just the ones that you like.
All my favorite ones today, yep.
Whoever has the juicy gossip, you keep those.
Exactly, they're fun.
All right, what's the first purchase you're going to make if you win?
I would pay pay off all my parents' debt.
Aww, that's so thoughtful.
Wow, thinking about others. I like that. Blake from Springvale, are you quitting your job if you win a Powerball?
No, I think that I'm going to stay and work there part-time so I can, like, you know, if Karen's come in, instead of me being like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I can be like, let's go get my manager together. Let's both complain. Oh, you're mad? Okay, we'll leave.
So you want to talk spicy. You're in customer service and you want to talk spicy to the customers.
Yeah. And if my boss was like, well, you have to be fired, I'll be like, well, I'll give you $1,000 not to fire me.
There's something I didn't think of, too. You could just say, like, I'm not going to quit, but my behavior is going to get me fired for sure.
Right. And then I would just get a new job because I'm not, like, worried about the paycheck.
Right. It's just a hobby.
Yeah.
What?
That would be my hobby. You know how, like, rich people have hobbies? That would be mine.
Picking up customer service jobs and then talking spicy to customers. All right. That's an interesting hobby. What would your first purchase be?
Probably a house for my family and then definitely a brand new house for my parents and my brother.
There you go. Spread the wealth. I like that.
If I win the Powerball, you're getting a house too.
Yeah. All right. I like where your head's at. I'm rooting for you. That's a winning ticket. It feels like it.
Thank you so much.
Marissa from Berwick, if you won $610 million tonight, hit that Powerball, are you quitting your job?
No.
I'm surprised at how many people are texting in no.
We're going to be bored if we win.
Why are you sticking with your job?
I'm in childcare, so kind of means a lot to me personally.
Aww. And the work that you do is rewarding. I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What's your first purchase if you win?
I would like to put money towards my kids' college fund.
That's so nice.
Always thinking about the kids.
Everyone's thinking of everyone except themselves.
If I was going to be selfish, I'd like to buy land so I could build my first forever home.
Yeah.
You'll have enough money to do some nice things for other people and treat yourself.
Right.
I'm going to hook you up with a ticket. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I would have to say that the number one answer for first purchase is house.
Well, yeah. Have you seen the market?
And I'm surprised that the majority of people that texted in said they would not be quitting their job.
I really feel like people would be bored. Because going from working every day to just not doing anything, it's fun at first. And then you're like, all right.
I think once that money hits the bank account, you're like, I don't need to show up at 7 a.m. in the morning for the gig anymore.
I guess I'll just have to experience it.
You win tonight, I'll see you tomorrow morning right here in the same seat.
Well, I did say that, so I guess so.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
You say this is not drama, but it could be a little bit of drama, or maybe I'm just trying to spice it up a bit. Kim Kardashian unfollowed Miley Cyrus now that their New Year's Eve special with Pete Davidson is done. Kim had followed the singer on IG leading up to Miley and Pete's New Year's Eve celebration, but she's since decided to unfollow her.
I think it was strictly business. I don't think that Kim follows that many people, and she's really smart. She's a businesswoman, and she knows that people like us are going to be talking about it and speculating about it just like they did when she followed Miley.
Miley still follows Kim, though.
But she followed Miley leading up to the event, got people talking about it. People thought, oh my God, is Kim going to be there? Oh my God, what's going to happen? I'm going to watch, tune in, see what happens, and they did. And now Kim's like, all right, done with that. Next business move.
Was Kim there?
No.
They didn't see Kim, but they saw...
They saw the follow.
No, I was talking about during the broadcast. They saw the whole...
Oh, they didn't see Kim?
The wardrobe malfunction happened during the broadcast, right?
Miley.
Yeah.
I did see her full boob. She managed to take the top off. I was watching it live. We paused the TV because we were like, is that for real?
Of course she would pause the TV at the moment.
She was in the blazer and she was like, all right, thank you, everybody. And she turned to the side and it was full side boob with a nipple. And we were like, oh my God, not even a black box over it.
Wardrobe malfunction. Yeah, it was live, right?
Yeah.
So we have Maine Mariners tickets that we're going to give away this hour. And the question I want to know is, what celebrity did you used to follow that you had to break away from? A celebrity that you followed on social media and you're like, all right, maybe they put too much promo stuff. They got too political for you. A celebrity that you used to follow on social media and then you had to unfollow them. Who was it and why?
This may come as a shock, but I had to actually unfollow Lady Gaga. One of my idols.
You love Lady Gaga.
Oh, I know. And I'll explain why, but it's going to make me sound like a jerk. This was a while ago when I unfollowed her. She had just come out with her own makeup line and she was promoting this thing heavy.
So too much promo stuff.
Too much. And the looks, like when she would do her own makeup, I was like, Gaga, like you need to have a professional makeup artist doing this makeup.
Shade.
It wasn't looking right. And I was just like, I can't take it. There's so many pictures every single day with the eyeshadow. It's too much promotion. For some reason, since I interact with her the most, probably she was like at the top of my feed. It was like the only content I was seeing was this makeup palette. So I had to take a break. I may follow her again in the future. But for now,
I'm kind of shocked by this. You love Lady Gaga.
I really love her, but it was too much. It was like she was shoving the makeup palette down my throat. I couldn't take it.
See, I follow both Beyonce and Rihanna, but I think what Rihanna does better than Beyonce, Beyonce is like so polished on social media, right?
Yeah.
Rihanna gives us like a glimpse into like her sense of humor and
right.
and like her life. It's more personal on social media, but I do follow both of them. The person that I unfollowed is Emmy Rossum.
Yeah, well, didn't you find out that she's kind of mean in real life?
I don't know if she's mean. It just was.
She's difficult on set.
That's the rumors that came out after. I didn't say any of that.
You had already unfollowed.
I had already unfollowed her at this point. This was when like Shameless was peaking and it was very popular. It's still kind of popular, but she was still on the show. She hadn't left the show. And I'm like, I celebrity crush, Emmy Rossum. I'm going to follow her on social media. And then I found out she's not the same as Fiona. That's a character that she's playing.
Yeah, she's an actress.
She's an actress. And the personalities didn't match up. And I was just like,
oh, you're a crush.
This is ruining the fantasy for me.
I know.
I have to unfollow Emmy Rossum because now when I'm watching Shameless, I just know that that's not how she behaves in real life.
But it doesn't mean...
And I think the craziness and the toxicness of it all is what kind of had me a little bit attracted to the character, and to find out that that didn't carry over. That was just, you know.
Yeah, but the unfollow doesn't mean that like we don't like love these people and love their work. It's just like, just tone it down a little bit, okay?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should follow a Fiona fan account or something like that instead.
Yes.
One text person said, Beyonce. I kind of agree with this. This is exactly what I was talking about. They said that it was too polished. At least like make me think that they're actually posting and it's not a PR team that's posting.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't unfollow Beyonce though, but I understand where that person's coming from for sure. But that's why I follow Rihanna, because I feel like if it is a PR team, they're doing a good job of making it seem like Rihanna's actually posting the stuff.
Or they give her phone like once a week and she gets to go nuts in the comments and clap back at people. Those are always the best.
Somebody else on the text said, DJ Khaled, a lot of the same over and over again.
I didn't even think of him. I used to follow him on Snapchat and at first it was really funny. And then after a week, I had to delete him. Well, not that he added me back, but I had to unfollow him because it was like, this is back when your story was like it showed like the seconds. I don't know. I'm not really on Snap anymore, but
his thing would go on forever.
His thing was so long.
Although that one time that he was on the jet ski and he got lost and we all thought that he was going to literally get lost in the ocean.
That was great content.
That was an epic moment in DJ Khaled's social media history.
That was when you
history.
Were glad you were following him. But then it was like after that, it was like, okay, we get it.
You're on the jet ski again, over and over again. Brooke from Saco, tell us a celebrity that you've unfollowed.
Kanye West?
What did it for you?
Handle. Ever since he said he was Jesus.
Jesus.
So the God complex.
In the clothes and the mask that he wears over his face. And
I'm sure the presidential run didn't help either.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yep.
He's done so much that we forget all of the things that he's done, especially in the past couple
of
years.
And he talked about his daughter on that big concert.
Oh, yeah, I hated that.
Yeah, that was kind of...
Give away too much information.
That was kind of cringy. I know what you're talking about. Lacey from Saco, who is a celebrity that you unfollowed on social media?
Antonio Brown.
AB! What was the final straw for you when you left the Patriots, or was it this weekend when he streaked across the field?
This weekend, I think, was the final straw. Then he's posting up like he don't care. I don't know. I just don't like him. He needs help.
Super gremlin.
I'm over him.
All right.
Gremlin. He needs help.
I don't disagree. I wish the best for him. Talented, but yeah, there's definitely something going on.
Sad.
What celebrity have you unfollowed? 207-807-1104. What celebrity have you unfollowed? We can't hear you. We can hear you like through massive amounts of static. We're gonna get you a new phone. Tara, she texted in and said she unfollowed Snooki because she deadass starts drama, says she doesn't, and it's literally caught on camera being mean. And I know You're a big Snooki fan, Tara.
I have seen Snooki behave in ways that I'm like raising an eyebrow at, but I would never unfollow.
Not only do you not unfollow, but you also pay to be part of her like virtual podcast.
No, I don't.
I thought you bought tickets to that.
Oh, it was a virtual live show and I bought one ticket and it cost me $8. So I'm not going broke over being a Snooki fan.
But hey, sorry, didn't mean to offend.
I thought you meant to listen to her podcast every day. And I was like, what? It's free. But she is having a live show this summer in New England and I might be spending some money to go.
All right. All right. We're going to put you in the running for the Bay Mariners tickets. Hopefully your phone works if we give you a call back. All right. Bye. Danielle from Wells. What celebrity have you unfollowed on social media?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. I'm lucky to say.
Yeah, I was all set.
Tara.
Once he cheated on his wife, I was all set with him.
Yes. That one made me really fired up.
So that was the moment. There was the picture of him and his co-star holding hands, right?
Yes. He was my like teen crush and he completely ruined it for me. I thought he was amazing.
Yeah. Enough is enough with Justin Timberlake.
You got no time for cheaters.
No way.
Tara's been trying to cancel Justin Timberlake for years, so she's happy to hear this.
I'm lucky enough to have never followed Justin Timberlake.
I think if there's one celebrity that like you would hate the most, that would be Tara's answer, Justin Timberlake.
I would love to meet him and sit down with him and just see what he's really like in person and then be like, yeah, I still don't like you, or turn a new leaf.
Yeah, maybe you guys would be friends.
Yeah.
All right, we'll accept that. Are you trying to go to a Maine Mariners game, catch them, play some hockey?
Absolutely.
Let's make this happen. We picked your text. Awesome. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. Congrats.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Hold on. Let me see what game we're going to hook you up with. We got tickets for Saturday, January 22nd. You're going to the Saturday, January 22nd game.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Jason Derulo. Does he still sing his name like that?
I gotta be honest with you. I've not heard a Jason Derulo song in a very long time. So I'm not sure.
You know what not to call him though?
Don't call him Usher.
Usher. They call me U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Now tell me which one. That's old school Usher. You don't know nothing about that.
I didn't even know what the second part you spelled.
Usher Raymond. That's his full
Raymond.
Name.
Raymond.
Jason Derulo got into a fistfight with two men at a hotel in Las Vegas early Tuesday morning because they called him Usher.
Hey, yo, why you slap him?
Hey, Usher.
Why you slap him? Why you slap him? Why you slap him?
So background noise from the melee that happened at the Vegas hotel.
This is awful, but whenever there's a scuffle or a fight and it's being recorded, when people start to like scream in the background, I don't know why, but I'm like, I don't think I would react like that in a situation. I feel like I would be silent. I'd be like, oh my God, and like step out of the way. And there's always someone screaming.
According to eyewitnesses, Derulo was passing one of the men on an escalator. Man yelled out, hey, Usher, and then had some expletives. That's when Derulo got pissed and punched him right in the face, sending the dude to the floor. Eyewitnesses also said that Derulo slapped the second guy in the video. You see him like go away and then make a second charge and get some punches in. Security broke up the fight and the two men decided not to press charges, but Jason was removed from the property and received a trespassing notice from the hotel.
I just think it's really embarrassing, foolish behavior by Jason Derulo. Like, don't do that.
Listen, the guys were clearly being jerks because they knew who he was and they were saying some expletives back at him. And
well, Jason Derulo cannot be the bigger person, apparently.
Yeah, he was not the bigger person here. There's worse things to be called too than Usher. Megastar.
I know, he was like so offended.
I would rather be called Usher than Jason Derulo.
Fair, yeah.
But I guess when you're Jason Derulo, that's not your answer. After Jay-Z said no one could beat him in a versus battle, we all had the debate who could go up against him in a versus battle.
Who could it be?
Eminem, Lil Wayne, Kanye was a good choice. Kodak Black wants his name in the conversation. Kodak,
this is just silly.
Kodak Black tweeted out, I'll do a versus with Jay-Z. And then he added the purple demon emoji. If he wins, he gets 15% of my catalog. If I win, he makes me vice president of Rock Nation. Jay-Z's on the clock. No response from Jay-Z yet.
He's not going to respond. He's not even going to entertain it. It's kind of sad. I'm like, oh, Kodak Black.
Kodak Black's kind of in a moment. Super Gremlin's going viral. The AB post with Super Gremlin on it. I mean, he's having a good start to 2022.
Yeah, but he's not like a legend. Like, everyone knows who Kodak Black is, for better or for worse, but like, he's
Jay-Z's a legend.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. On ESPN's Monday Night Football, Peyton and Eli broadcast, Snoop Dogg gifted the former New York Giant Eli with a special special present to celebrate his birthday, holding up the classic Death Row gold chain. Snoop said this.
Eli, I would like to present to you this Death Row chain for being so hip hop and being so hip. That's yours, baby. When I see you, you got that. I'm gonna put that around your neck. Happy 41st birthday, Eli.
Thank you. I will look good in that.
So random to me.
When I think of hip hop, I think of Eli.
Like, what?
That's a great gift. I wish Snoop would give me one of those on my birthday.
You have to pick one brother. I'm not even going to go into specifics. You just have to pick one brother, Eli or Peyton.
Peyton.
Really? I would pick Eli.
My issues with him lie in the fact that he beat the Patriots. So I'm going to go. And I do enjoy a good commercial that features Peyton Manning. Like, as much as I hated Peyton Manning when he was playing, watching his acting career blossom in the commercials has been fun.
He's
a good commercial actor. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, if you're wondering if they're going strong in the new year, they are.
They are?
They are. They just jetted off on a romantic getaway.
That is so cute.
The couple was spotted getting on a private plane heading to the Bahamas on Monday.
I gotta admit, I was a little nervous. She was not at his New Year's Eve thing. She wasn't there. She wasn't in the crowd. She wasn't backstage. She was just straight up not there. And I thought, oh my God, are they over? Because New Year's Eve is definitely, if you're dating someone on New Year's Eve, you're there for the midnight kiss.
She was like, I want to watch Andy Cohen and Anderson instead, Cooper and Don Lemon instead on CNN. Sorry, Pete.
She wanted to lay in bed.
Also, I'm sure when you're that level of celebrity, it's like, I'm not going to come just because I'm your girlfriend. Like, they're going to need to pay to have Kim Kardashian come.
That's very true. What, is she just going to like wait in his trailer? No.
Yeah.
That was a little too far-fetched.
Not happening. And obviously, she's not going to show up on the broadcast without getting a talent fee.
I know.
What else we got? Oh, we got two holidays that you can add to your calendar. The first one being December 18th is Jack Harlow Day if you're in Louisville. It's Jack Harlow Day in Louisville. Jack posted the proclamation up on Twitter with a note that read, for answering once and for all that what's poppin' is Louisville when it comes to talent that makes it bigger than big but doesn't forget the home in hometown or homegrown. The rapper's way with words and beats has earned him untold fans, chart-topping releases, and an ability to give back in meaningful ways. And he does. December 18th, Jack Harlow Day in Louisville.
Amazing.
Congratulations to him for having his own day. And obviously, he did have all that success, and he has been giving back. So, well earned. The other holiday is going to be Betty White's birthday, January 17th, Betty White Day, and that's going to be in Oak Park, Illinois. That's where she was born. She moved, though, when she was a baby, but went back and visited often because there was family there. But Betty White Day, Oak Park, Illinois. One local restaurant is going to be offering up the Betty White special. This was like the meal that she would always get. A hot dog, fries, and Diet Coke.
I want that right now.
Iconic. Classic. That's what we're going to have at our holiday Christmas party.
Yeah, I can't wait.
At the Mariners game this weekend.
At like sporting events, the hot dogs are always steamed. They're so much better.
Oh, I love a good steamed hot dog.
They're so much better.
That's my preference. Also, there's a local bakery that's going to be doing a giant cake to commemorate what would have been Betty's 100th birthday. There's going to be cutouts of Betty put up throughout the village and a huge mural contest, which should be cool to see.
Lovely.
A mural contest. Obviously, you know, when the great ones pass away, Kobe Bryant, Nipsey Hussle, there was all these murals that you saw getting posted everywhere. It'd be awesome to see a giant mural on the side of a brick building of Betty White.
I know.
That is your Dirty on the 30s made hot and made by Derigo Federal Credit Union. Credit card companies doing you dirty. You should take advantage of Derigo's 0% platinum credit card, DerigoFCU.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
The number of COVID-19 patients in Maine hospitals rose to 373 on Tuesday, edging closer to the pandemic peak. Maine also reported 25 additional deaths. A bus driver shortage caused by COVID-19 cases is causing Bonnie Eagle High and Middle School to return to remote learning for the remainder of the week. They're hoping that the students can get back in the classroom next week.
I saw some parents going wild over this on Facebook, being really mean and nasty.
We've talked about the struggle for the busing. And
it's like, well, what's the school going to do? You want the bus driver to have COVID and bring your kids? Really?
And then your kids get COVID, and then your kids spread COVID to other people. Listen, I don't envy anybody in this situation. Try to have compassion for everybody, because no matter what their job is at this point, there's different hurdles that everybody is facing. UMaine system will return to in-person learning as planned on January 18th. All in-person students who have not received a COVID vaccine booster will have to participate in weekly COVID testing starting February 1st. I can be honest, like sometimes I think, like, should I go get a test? But I'm scared to get a test. What if I'm positive? Then I'm out for 5 days. I know that's not the right mentality to have.
I don't know if I'm using this in the right context, but I feel like getting a test right now is like Russian roulette. Am I using that right?
Where
it's like you could be completely fine, and then or if you get a positive, it's like, well, there goes the next 10 days.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel fine. I don't have any symptoms, but like, I went out for New Year's. Should I go get a test? And then I go get the test, and I'm like, damn, now I'm knocked out for 5 days. Is it the right thing to do? I have this moral thing going on inside of me right now. Plus, it's also hard to find tests.
Yeah, I know.
They're like bars of gold out there. 9 employees at Portland Pico in the Old Port walked out on the job Sunday. Their grievances included not being informed of positive COVID-19 cases among workers, understaffing, and feeling unappreciated amid longer working hours. Like I said, everybody in their jobs are facing different hurdles right now, and people are stressed out, especially in the service industry with understaffing and the long hours. Be nice to the people that are making your food.
I've seen some people being really mean to like waitresses or hostesses.
Why?
And I can't believe, well, I think people are on edge and everyone's looking for a reason to like pop off.
For sure.
But be nice. If you're going to be screaming at a hostess, a teenage girl, get a frozen TV dinner.
Even pre-pandemic, just a good rule of thumb was like, don't mess with the people that make your food, because you never know what they're doing in the back to your food.
I personally have never worked at a place that actually tampered with the food, but you will be talked badly of and probably like blacklisted. No one will want to take you the next time you come in.
This is a great story. Bull Moose is being sold to its 140 employees. Founder Bill Wickard said, maintaining local ownership will continue Bull Moose's mission to connect, inspire, and entertain folks with our inexpensive, fun, collectible stuff. The chain's got 11 locations in Maine and New Hampshire. Wickard opened the first store in Brunswick in 1989 when he was a student at Bowdoin College.
Love that. That's where I get my Fear Street book.
Favorite Bull Moose location?
Probably, I have to say the one in Scarborough because it's the one I grew up with.
The one that's like right over here? I like the one that's over the bridge in Sopo. That's my favorite location.
That is a good one.
That's a good one. They got a good selection. It's nice and big. And I don't know if they're all like this, but they're extremely pet friendly at that one. They're like, Yeah, they're like, bring your dog in. And they have, I think they have a picture of like Snoop Dogg as a dog or whatever on the door or the dog pound.
That's funny.
They're like, dogs are welcome. I don't know if that's
Can read too.
I don't know if that's a policy for all of them, but I do know it's for the one over the bridge in Sopo. And I appreciate that. That's 5 things you need to know.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Would you rather Wednesday? Would you rather, how can I put this? Would you rather drink a Pabst Blue Ribbon or...
Well, the first one doesn't sound that bad.
Or eat butt.
I would rather drink the beer.
Did you see this story?
No. Is there something like gross?
Pabst Blue Ribbon social media manager woke up on Monday and chose controversy, apparently. You know how a lot of people hit in January, do a dry January.
Yeah.
They pledge not to drink alcohol the entire month. Well, on social media, they tweeted out an alternative. Not drinking this January? Try eating...
What?
They didn't say but. They said...
They posted this?
So the A word, which I don't know at this point. I'm trying to tiptoe around it here so I don't get in trouble, but
yeah,
that was
read between the lines.
That was the Twitter post from Pabst Blue Ribbon, and then a person tweeted back, PBR or ass, what's the difference?
That's funny.
And then Pabst tweeted back at that person, ask your mom.
Ooh. What the hell's going on over there?
Like, is this them trying to be edgy with the campaign, or did somebody go rogue there?
I have no idea what's happening, but I think I like it.
The tweet was deleted. The VP of Pabst Blue Ribbon Marketing, Nick Raley, told Adweek, "We apologize about the language and content of our recent tweets. The tweets in question were written in poor judgment by one of our associates." Raley said the matter was being handled internally.
I think it's hilarious.
I think it's great. I love when corporate social media accounts seem like they're going rogue, even if it was planned.
I know.
That makes
me want to go buy it.
I've unfollowed some celebrities. I might follow Pabst Blue Ribbon now.
Right?
At this point. I don't know if I'm going to go out there and purchase it as my...
Is it really that bad? I think I've only drank it like once or twice in my life, and I don't remember it being terrible.
No, but there's just... we live in Maine. There's better options out there for us.
I like a light beer that goes down like water, okay? I'm not an IPA gal.
You're not going for the taste. You're going for the binge factor.